Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. I am Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Miles. This is Sandy Merritt. I had some reservations made for the Alabama-Wisconsin game.
Yes, ma'am?
I need to see when the final payment's due and if it has been paid.
Okay, let's see here. And what was the last name associated with the reservation?
It would be Merritt.
M-E-R-R-I-T-T?
Uh-huh. Or either under
okay.
Morris.
Well, I'm showing that this is for Sandra Sanford Merritt and Jessica P. Morris.
That's it.
Okay, so let's see here. I see that there's a balance due of $3,509. And let's see when the final payment would be taken. I think it's August. I can't remember the exact date because we deal with so many different trips. Let me see. The Alabama-Wisconsin game. And it does state that the final payment, oh, June, actually. It says final payment due June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, that's, I thought it was coming up. So I didn't know if it was like the 27th or, and I want to make sure. And I need to verify, I think, the card you have on file.
The card on file. Let's see here. In 7859.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The card ending in the Visa card ending in 7859.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to change that because I'm thinking that's the card, my card that got compromised.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Oops, let me pull that back up. It looks like it's actually associated with a different card.
Okay.
Let me check. Let's see. You pull the reservation back up because I left the page. Wait, let's see. And I thank you for your patience.
Yes. Okay.
Let's see here. Let's see what it says for the payment details. It says it's actually the card ending in 8713 is what card is on file.
Yeah, I think that might have been it. And I probably need to change that so it'll go through. Can I give you a different number?
Let me get over to where I can update the card information. Let's see here. And your patience is greatly appreciated.
No problem.
Let's see here. Okay, and let's see here. It's allowing me to view the payment information, but I'm having a difficult time finding where to edit the payment and for the card information. That's what's taking the time. Let's see here. I can't find where to actually update the card information for some reason. Let me get in touch with one of our team members.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Are you able to just take the payment? Go ahead and take the payment.
I could add a payment, yes, ma'am. If you'd like to go ahead and pay the balance of $3,509.
Yeah, we could do that and then just take care of it.
Okay, so I'm going to do new payment. Let's see here. And now it'll allow me to, you know, enter whatever card that you'd like to use. That's not a problem whatsoever. So will you be paying with Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And you're going to be paying $3,509. Let's see here. Let me add that $3,509. There we go. And I'm ready for your card number whenever you have it available.
Okay. It's 4489-1530-9668-0698.
And the expiration date?
0528.
Okay, thank you. And the name as it appears on the card?
Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, S, Merritt.
Okay, let's see here. And that was Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, S, like Sandy, Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T. And the CVV code?
891.
Thank you. And is your billing address still 325 Merritt Lee Lane?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's McKenzie, Alabama, 36456. And your email would be the same, of course, Sandy. And that says alhillboiler.com.
That's it.
All right, excellent, excellent. And there are the terms and conditions that indicate that the payment is non-refundable. This is all included in the documents that you'd be sent, so I'll just send you the documents. So these terms, this is a very long disclaimer. Do you agree with the terms and conditions?
Yeah.
Okay. let's see here. And I'll at least read the part about cancellations and refunds. It says, total sports travel requires written notification of cancellation from the traveler. Cancellation notifications received before final payment is due are subject to a cancellation fee equal to the deposit payments. Cancellations received after final payment is due are subject to a cancellation fee equal to 100% of the package amount. All travel documents, if issued, must be returned to Total Sports Travel prior to any refund being issued. Refunds shall not be given for unused travel services or any portion thereof. If cancellation by one or more travelers alters the room requirements of the remaining travelers. Travelers still traveling may be required to pay a revised rate. We regret that we cannot make exceptions for personal emergencies. We request that you consider purchasing travel protection. Exceptions to this policy cannot be made for any reason, including weather, acts of God, terrorism, civil unrest, personal or medical emergencies. And it says changes to booking late names or name changes that occur inside 60 days of travel will be charged a $50 fee. Late names or name changes that occur inside 14 days of travel will be charged a $100 fee. Resale of all Total Sports Travel packages is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of Total Sports Travel. Permitted resales are subject to a 4% change fee based on the original purchase price of the package. Airline reservations and changes. Total Sports Travel has no affiliation with any airline. Any airline reservations made on the traveler's behalf by Total Sports Travel are subject to the applicable airline rules and regulations. Changes in cancellation policies. The traveler is advised to contact the applicable airline 12 hours before departure and again 4 hours before departure to reconfirm departure time. And then it goes on to mention about hotel accommodations, et cetera, et cetera. Should I read all of these to you, or do you just agree?
No, I agree.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and save your payment. Okay, let's see here. And this should submit the payment. Let's go ahead and get that taken care of. Yeah, it is processing the payment. And the process was successful. So your reservation is paid in full. And let me go ahead and email you the reservation documents. Let's see. Because I do believe they would be updated due to this having been paid in full. Should I send an email to Ms. Morris as well?
Yes, you can do that too.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send the email. Okay, so the reservation confirmations were sent by email. I can wait for you to verify that you received the email that I sent. It's not a problem because I need to note that I assisted you today, so that's going to take a moment for me to do that, but it really won't take very long. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. Uh-huh. And let's see here. All right, and so I have the account noted. Did you want to verify that you received the email that I sent to you?
Let's see. It hasn't shown up yet.
And it would have been sent to the email that I confirmed with you.
Yeah. Sandy at owlheelboiler.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Being snail mail this morning, I think. It did show up.
You did get it. Excellent. And so that means that Miss Morris would have received her email confirmation as well. And I did notify our team that you did pay the remaining balance in full, so they can go in, go behind me, and take a look at the reservation and make sure everything's in order. But everything is definitely in order, because I'm looking at the reservation, and of course I can see here where it says balance due $0. So everything is good to go in that regards. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
I think that's it. Do you know if they will have a package for the Alabama-Oklahoma game?
I can ask. Let's see.
I know they haven't gotten it on the website yet, but I think it's like in November, maybe. October, November, so I just wondered if they are considering having the package.
And that was Alabama versus Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. So I posed the question to one of the travel agents, and let's see if she replies with an answer. She did confirm that she was aware, like after I noted in our group chat that I accept that you paid the remaining balance for your reservation. She, you know, acknowledged that, you know, she read the message, and she did that pretty quickly. So it seems like it's like she has her, you know, she's watching the group chat pretty attentively. She hasn't said anything yet, but then again, she could be, you know, she could be busy, you know, multitasking. So we'll give her a minute and see if she gives an answer. And because the most that I could do is just, you know, guess, and a guess isn't really giving you any type of confirmation.
Right.
And my best guess would be that it's very likely, but I can't make any guarantees. So
right.
That's why it would be better to get an answer from the travel agent, who would have a better idea of if they have any plans to potentially put together a travel package for that game.
Okay. I can always call back later too. Watch the website.
Oh yeah, you can always keep an eye on the website. Oh, also, if you're not already signed up, you could sign up for notifications to be notified anytime that there are any packages for, you know, any Alabama games, or, you know, any of the teams that we do these trips for. I could actually go ahead and sign you up to be notified now if you would like.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so let me get over to where I can do that for you. That'll be very easy to do. And so we're going to enter your email, and we're going to say that you want to be notified about Alabama games. Let me submit that. And all right. So it says your subscription to our list has been confirmed, and we thank you for subscribing. And if at any point in the future you want to unsubscribe from the emails, you can, in the emails that you receive at the bottom, there should be a button that says, or should be a place where it says unsubscribe, so you could unsubscribe at any time. But now, anytime we have anything, any travel packages for the Alabama, you'll get an email notifying you, so you'll be one of the first to know. And she says, no, we will not have a package for that trip.
Okay, I appreciate you telling me that.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
Nope, I think that's it. Thank you.
All righty. You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Total Sports Travel. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.